love draft beer, so they were getting the draft beer down there. They charged them $1.25. So I brought them up there, and I got one of those big globes, only 40 cents. And they said, oh, man, look what we've been missing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of difference between 40 cents and $1.25.
Sure is.
And then they were sitting there, and they loved the oysters, you see, man. And they started eating those oysters, and they got them packed in an ice. Boy, they were going to town with them. I usually go up there because I got, well, around that section, I know quite a few people. But they all moving out too now. You see, they're tearing a lot of that place down. Well, like I say, back here, I know quite a few of the judges. I usually go back there because I got quite a few friends. Well, they all taking the pensions off the police department. They're letting for the new generation, you know, most of your young boys. Well, I got a nephew. He's back there in the property room. I usually visit him. And, he was a detective for about 18 years. So he's sitting on it easy. He's down in the basement, you know, when they bring in the evidence and all, you know, they put it in the property room and they got it right out. So I asked the fellow, I said, what the heck did John take this job? He said, Martin, do you believe it? He said, after putting 18 years with the detectives in this city here, you want to, man, work your last couple of years out before you take that pension. Work it in a little comfort without getting out there, man. Subject to getting blown to bits right now. Well, he's got he don't like it, but his wife was insisted on it. What the heck? He's got four children, man. So I don't blame her, you know, because she had an article in the paper one time, and they had a big line on there that says that I never know if my husband's going to come home. Well, that goes with all police and firemen, too. You really don't know if they're ever going to come home. But look at that shootout at the Holly Johnson. That's not, boy, that was one of the most...
What happened?
Well, they had a guy got up in there, and he starts sniping, killing people. Man, that was one of the... Ooh. Boy, that was... Then they killed about just one fellow by the name of... He was up there with a high-powered rifle, man. He picked this fellow, Louis Sergo, who was the assistant chief of police.
Yeah.
And they picked him off right now. And they were shooting. So they finally, they got him, but that was going on all night because the guy had no telling how many rifles he had up there. All he was doing was just picking them, and he had the sight on them, and then they were setting fires around the place. They claimed there was more than one up there, you see. But him, they finally got him, though. They killed him. But it was a sad case because as far as Sergo, I think they got a monument for him back there because he was a real good policeman.
Where are all the main offices of the big banks located?
Well, you know, we had most of them all down here around Cromlett, St. Charles, Common. In other words, they all in one section.
That's called
That's the Central Business District. That's where it is. Well, you got most all of them. That's your big branch, the big main offices. You got Whitney, NBC, and all of them. Every one of them is all located down there.
In a big office building?
They all down there, too.
Yeah.
Number one Shell building. That's right down here. You can down here, Boggs building, that's right down here. It's all right there. See, that's why they call it the Central Business District, the CBD. So that's where everything is located in one section there.
So you're going to the CBD?
Yeah, well, that's what they call it, Central Business District.